today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. What a joy it is to have you join us today. We hope our program will be a blessing to you as we continue our study in the little tiny book of Jude. And I would encourage you to go and find the book. It's a small book. It's one of them that's kind of hard to find. It's kind of toward the end of your Bible, just before the book of Revelation. In fact, you could probably sit down and read the whole book in just a matter of a few minutes. And I'd encourage you to do that as we study in the little book of Jude. I believe if there is any book of the New Testament, that this book is especially relevant for today. We're going to continue our study talking about the purpose, why he wrote this book, and what his point was in trying to communicate to the believers in Christ to contend for the faith, and why he wrote this book and what the problem was. And so while you go find your Bible, I want to encourage you to look at our website at www.considerhisword.org. At our website, you'll find a number of resources there. You'll find a place where you can order our book, Consider His Word, and we hope that you'll consider taking a look at that. I believe that would be a blessing to you as well. And now we have a new email address. I'd love to hear from you, and you could write to me at considerhisword.radio@gmail.com. Let me give that to you again. considerhisword.radio@gmail.com. Let's get into our study in the little book of Jude. I'm going to go ahead and read again the first several verses, kind of catch us up where we left off last time. Jude wrote, Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called, mercy unto you, and peace, and love be multiplied. Beloved, I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation. It was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Here's why he's writing the book. Now, we talked about the introduction. He introduced himself, Jude, as a half-brother of Christ, a brother of James. He is writing to believers. He identified them three ways. He said they were sanctified, they were preserved in Christ, held in custody by the Lord Jesus, and called. And then in this greeting, he said, grace to you, mercy to you, peace to you, and love be multiplied. And then in verse 3 is where we want to really look at today. He said, I gave all diligence to write to you. And he said, beloved, when I gave all diligence to write to you of the common salvation, he said he wanted to write to them of the salvation that they held in Jesus Christ. He said it diligently. He really wanted to get this word to them and really wanted to get this message to him. And he diligently, he said, wanted to write. He called them beloved, which was a term of endearment. He loved these people he was writing to. He loved the church and he loved the believers in Christ, those that had, as they called it, a common salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so he is writing to them to encourage them and to help them. He said, it was needful for me. Here he found a need that they had. And this need was an urgent need. That's why he said in all diligence he wanted to write to them. And the urgent need that he wrote to them, I believe, is an urgent need that we have even today. It's amazing how the Word of God, though written thousands of years ago, is relevant to today. And I believe in many ways that when Jude wrote this letter under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, that God knew we would need it in the 21st century. And this book and this message is as relevant today as it was in the day of Jude when it was written. And so there was a need. He said, it was needful that I write to you. And this need, I believe, was an urgent need. And he said, and to exhort you. This would be a word of encouragement. To exhort means he wanted to encourage them. And I hope you'll find encouragement here. This encouragement would be some kind of a little push for them, some way to help them to get into the Word of God and help them to understand what the great need was. And that need was to earnestly, he said, contend for the faith. To contend means to stand up and fight for the faith. You know, I believe that part of the reason that church is in, the state is in today, and the reason that many believers are so shallow in their walk with Christ is because they are not studying the Word of God. That's one of the reasons that I have this radio ministry. I don't have to do this. I felt that God led me to do this, and I do it to encourage you and to be a blessing to you and to help you to consider what God says in His Word and to be encouraged by the Word of God. And here, like a cheerleader standing behind you saying, go, 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 go. Like Jude, I want to encourage you and exhort you to earnestly, seriously, and with a purpose and deeply contend for the faith. This was what he was writing to them about, was to contending for the faith, to stand up and defend the faith. Why do you believe what you believe? Is it just because you feel like it? We live in a day of feelings, and people tend to base their sense of truth and their sense of reality on feelings. Well, I tell you what, feelings can be deceiving. Your heart can be deceiving. But the Word of God is true, and the Word of God does not change. And He's got a message for you to stand up and start defending the faith based on fact and based on the truth of the Word of God. I grieve over the state. Here, just recently, it seems that Christians are coming under persecution. People shot right in their own church. The Supreme Court making decisions that are ungodly and unbiblical, that fly right into the face of Christians and what they stand for and what they believe. And if there was ever a time that we needed to stand up for the faith and stand up for the Word of God and stand up for what we believe in, it's today. You know, often when somebody is in a fight, like in a boxing match, we call them contenders. A contender on one side and a contender on the other side. And it's time for believers and Christians all across this country to stand up and contend and fight for their faith. Contend for the faith, he says, that was once delivered unto you. That faith that was once delivered unto them, he said it was delivered unto the saints at the end of verse 3. He said you would earnestly contend for the faith once delivered unto the saints. That faith was faith in the gospel. We've got to get back to preaching the gospel. Oh, how the gospel has been muddied today and confused today. And we've got to get back to the simple message that faith in Jesus Christ, a belief in His death and burial and resurrection, and completely trusting in Him is where salvation can be found. It was a gospel that was unchanged, he said, just as it was preached to you. And I'll tell you, there's many who want to change the gospel. Paul warned about that, about people wanting to change the gospel. Gospel of works instead of gospel of faith. Gospel of prosperity instead of gospel of promise. A gospel that is incomplete. Many say, oh, it's great to be saved, but you need something more. You don't need anything more than Jesus. You see, our salvation is all in Him. A gospel that is so modernized that to read the gospel of the Bible is so watered down and has been so diluted that people don't even know what they believe or know why they believe it. A gospel that is so confused that people really don't even know. When they ask, what is the gospel? What does the gospel mean? And some would ask it this way, what does the gospel mean to you? It's not a matter of what it means to you, it's a matter of what it means. And Paul, back in 1 Corinthians, stated it very quickly. I want to go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. He said, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also you are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I deliver unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures." There's the gospel in a nutshell. He gave another warning also over in another little book of Galatians. And he warned the church at Galatia about people coming and preaching another gospel. In Galatians chapter 1, I'm going to read quite a bit here. He said, "Grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for our sins that He might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I marvel that you're so soon removed from Him that called you into grace, the grace of Christ, unto another gospel, which is not another. But there be some that trouble you that would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than ye have received, let him be accursed." It's time for us to stand up and contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints, a faith in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Have you received Christ as your Savior? Do you know Him? Are you walking with Him? Are you following Him? We need to stand up and contend for the faith. Our time is gone for today. Join us again next week when once again we open the Scriptures and consider His Word.
Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His Word will give you hope so you can face another day. His Word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His Word will give you joy. His Word will grow your faith. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
Thanks for listening. We'd love to hear from you. Write to us at P.O. Box 848425 in Hollywood, Florida, 33084. Join us again next week when we once again open the Bible and consider His Word.
Consider.